Let's do it.
Back, you are listening to Davin's Den on the Break. That was the Parlatones. I like that band a lot. I don't have, unfortunately, when they gave me the disc, it doesn't convert into MP3 format, so I can't really play all the songs I want to play from them. I got three discs, Friend of Joe's.
Oh.
They're a very good band. As a matter of fact, I think they have a new album coming out. I will,
Give me that.
Yeah.
When they make the stupid CD, tell them to put it like so it could be converted to MP3 so I could play them on iTunes. I'd really like to play them more often. They're really good bands.
I'll shoot Randy an email and see if Randy can get us some more stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I would, I'd even consider interviewing them if they got something going on in the air.
I'll mention that to Randy as well. They're a very good, very good band.
I really do like them. I'm kind of surprised they haven't had greater success. I enjoy them.
Well, they're working on it.
Well, we all are.
Oh, yeah, I know. I think they're out in the West Coast now, but they're from Africa or something like that.
Perfect! Settle down, Tina.
You know, that thing is very finicky, because think about it. Last week, with all of us doing the show from our homes,
I know.
We just had one glitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was the phone call, because the phone call stops after 3 hours. It's really weird.
Oh, I see, because I thought it was just me, and I'm like, what do I do? And then...
Well, it was,
and then
but no. Yeah. No, I think I did that same thing last time, so if we have to do that again, maybe on the break, I'll hang up.
And then call again.
Yeah, it's just... It's a nightmare. The Sam has really been an issue. Fortunately, we're overcoming it quickly. It's not like where I used to have to restart the whole computer and wait.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I got a quicker fix. It's not ideal.
Yeah.
All right. So lately we've been dealing with Sickly Sue, and last time we were dealing with Sickly Sue, it wasn't her that got sick. Illness was spreading in the family, and then somebody went missing and everything. Her father, remember all that?
But it's all about illness. It's very funny.
It's very, very funny.
they're ill.
But we're not going to do that this week.
We're not.
It's a Throwback Tuesday.
Oh, awesome.
Put your headphones on, kids.
What? Are you okay?
I was holding back a sneeze. You know what?
God bless you. I thought you were having a stroke.
No.
So did I.
I'm trying to hold back a sneeze, and I'm like, they probably think I'm giving them a dirty look, but I'm not.
Kind of, yeah.
I'm glad you actually brought that up so I can explain myself.
No, I'm glad, because you just had the most peculiar look on your face. So I was like,
when you have a sneeze, and you try to hold it back, and you try, you know, you try not to sneeze, and you make that face, which I just made.
made the Richard Sherman face.
Yeah.
That didn't look like the holding back a sneeze face. That looked like, oh, God, what are we going to do now?
My
conundrum was, do I explain it? I didn't know if you guys noticed it.
We noticed.
Like an idiot, because I was trying to explain it.
I know.
Which is different than your normal look.
But I'm glad you brought it up so I can explain it.
Yes.
Yeah. So this, we're going to go back to July. This is July 16th, 2013, which is right where we left off with Mickey and Sickly Sue.
Is Belinda there?
Hello.
Did it freeze again?
I'm guessing she is not there. Hello?
Hello.
May I speak to Belinda?
Pardon?
Yes. Are you there? What?
I have no clue.
Why did I call you? Is that what you said?
Who am I speaking to?
You don't know
who
you're
speaking to.
You're speaking to Davin. How are you? Are you there? Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Who am I speaking to?
You are speaking to Davin. Who am I speaking to?
Stupid. Same thing.
Hello?
That I'm speaking to.
You do not know who you're speaking to?
I don't know. They're not working or known, so I don't know who I'm speaking to.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. Not too long ago, we were in a long-term relationship. Does that ring a bell?
Hello.
Dave's not here.
Hello.
Dave.
Excuse me, repeat that?
Is this Billy?
Is this who?
Is this Billy?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hello. Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Are you there? Belinda?
Hello.
Are you there?
The line is not clear. The line is not clear.
Why did I what?
It's not clear at all.
Why did I walk away?
I can't hear you.
Excuse me?
I can't hear you.
She can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me.
Take me up, hold, stupid.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Belinda?
Yes.
How are you doing?
Hello, yeah, I can hear you now.
How are you doing, Belinda?
How does that work?
Excuse, how are you? Are you doing well? You can't hear me, correct?
I want to say, I'm okay. I wasn't feeling well, like last Monday. I'm okay.
I couldn't hear that. Could you say that louder, please?
I said I wasn't feeling well last month, the month of June. I wasn't feeling well throughout the month of June, but now I'm okay now.
You're okay now? I'm glad to hear that. I didn't know you weren't well. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
How is your grandmother and your daughter doing?
Yeah, she's doing well.
They're doing okay?
It's a surprise call. What happened?
I can barely hear you. Should I call you at another time? Would that be better?
What?
Should I call you at another time where you can hear me? Would that be better?
Yeah.
That would be better?
Yeah.
Okay. I will talk to you some other time since we're having a hard time hearing each other. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. Well,
I have to tell you what the chat is saying because they're killing me.
Oh, we want a cracker?
Yeah, really. Yeah, yeah. First of all, Tom says, wait a minute. Oh,
Tina. Tina.
Oh, I'm not calling him that. He says, give up on this parrot-brained bitch. He only knows five words now.
The old man clubbed her. You screwed up our scam, stupid.
Kat is like, agreed, Tom. And then she says,
no, no. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Kat says, no wonder they don't want to talk on the phone. And then you're asking, I didn't hear you. And Tom goes, she said hello! In all caps. I'm crying here. And so Crimson Cat says, can we have a Nigerian to English translator?
Ghanaian.
It was just still funny.
A little respect for my beloved, who doesn't remember me.
I said, it's the Nigerian cell phone to reason delay. And Tracker Tom goes, what's about happened to Buff Albert Buff?
Now hold on. I must make a warning for our fans.
Okay.
That was a Bill Cosby character that Tom did. There are ladies in the chat room. Ladies, do not let Trucker Tom slip anything into your drinks while chatting in there.
Or don't let him slip anything into your anything while chatting in there. Just don't.
Great if, like, Bill Cosby steeped into Fat Albert. What's going on there, Fat Albert? I drugged this bitch then. You can't have been drugging to be bad to be the bad.
You can't be putting above the pills in the latte bar.
Now the kids are going to sing a song, you see, about drugging girls and raping them.
No, no, no. Going to have a good time. Hey, hey, hey.
Don't forget your dickie. Don't you do while you're playing a Mickey. I was afraid of Fat Albert because he used to play a radio like an accordion.
Yeah. It's like, damn.
Yeah,
he could beat your ass. Oh, God. Tom says, someone should tell Belinda, here, drink this, bitch.
Now, Tom.
Hey, Belinda.
We had a long-term loving fake relationship.
Abbott, why'd you get Belinda Ricky? Maybe I will do it, Rudy.
Crimson Cat says, Ghanaian, Nigerian, they're all the same when the lights are out.
I can't see them.
Wow.
Because the lights are out. It's dark. It's not a well-lit city.
Got it. How is the barrel tonight? You don't know.
I'm fine. All right. Well, I should probably give a little backstory on that, huh?
Yeah.
We hadn't spoken since, what was it, like May?
Yeah.
Where everything went down. Now, remember, we were no longer going to be able to speak because she had to move out and she had to sell her phone.
Oh, right.
Fortunately, I guess the selling of the phone did not happen as she picked up right away.
No.
No, but actually, Lisa had said, she needs a new phone, Dav, and hop to it.
This one, Lisa, was supposed to be sold.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe if the new boyfriends would chip in, she'd have the new iPhone.
I know. Well, there's enough of them. I mean, a dollar here, a dollar there.
So, I don't think she knew who it was when I picked up. I think part of it was the crappy sound. I after calling her all these times, not that I know for sure, but I think all those hellos are the equivalent of, please hold.
Yeah. Well, please hold while I find my notebook and page two.
Right. I think she was like, either trying to figure out what to do, trying to get her man over there. Come up, put down that octopus you're eating or whatever you're doing. Come on over here and help me.
Well, now I have misinformed our chatters then, because a Crimson Cat said
you misinformed him for a whole bit before.
I said, why should I stop now? Crimson Cat asked, who's he talking to? And I said, oh, this is an old clip. This is Belinda. And then as I'm listening more, and I'm like, I don't remember this happening, but maybe I was out that day. I don't know.
Maybe also, let me get
this is new. This, well, not new. This is July. This is after we broke up new.
This is, you should see the eyebrows.
Because I go along the
show
timeline when I do this. This isn't yesterday new. This is new to the show.
Oh, okay. Because I was right. Because I remember when I was doing Eclipse, it didn't sound that slow.
It didn't.
But I thought, so. Oh, yeah.
So you called her.
So this is after everything ended.
This is after everything ended. I tried to reel her back.
Ah.
I want some more love. I want some more of that sweet, sweet Canadian love, Joe.
Well, Lisa says new chick, not the original girl.
No, she's wrong. That's the girl.
Oh, that's the girl?
That's the girl. Trust me, Joe and I have heard that voice enough.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the girl.
Tom says, same chick, no brain.
Before she had a brain, though.
I know. It's like, hello?
I think Tom might have been right. I think she got clubbed. I think that last thing went so bad. I think there was a Ray Rice situation before there was Ray Rice.
Belinda want a cracker?
What? I don't get that.
Hello.
Because she was talking like a parrot.
Hello.
Oh, okay.
Belinda want a cracker.
No, but I don't think that's her. I think that's the phone. Because every time I've called her, it's like that.
It's like she has no idea what you're saying.
Yeah.
And then when she was going on and on, I'm like, huh?
I didn't understand
one word.
No. Take the cocks out of your mouth, baby.
Tom says, check his calendar. Did Cosby play Ghana?
She's just waking up from. She just went to a show.
She's shaking it
you
off.
See, I went to go see the Belinda. You see, I wound up giving her the hard one. A little bit of Jello pudding. Oh, the phone's ringing. I wonder who that could be. By the way, the kids are going to sing a song about raping girls in Ghana.
Oh God! Let's go, Fat Abbott.
Hey, sex ain't supposed to be that way.
Okay.
Wow. No. Oh, Tom says she wasn't saying hello. She was saying jello.
You see, because I was an influence over there.
She upgraded comics. Girl's always trying to strive to get to the next level.
There you go.
Now, the interesting thing was she said she was sick for the past month, but she's okay now.
Yeah, she seemed just fine.
That was kind of an interesting thing. I don't know what that was about.
Propped herself up to get to that phone. Now, did she say anything intelligible to you whatsoever?
Oh, the fact that she didn't know who it was at first.
Yeah.
And she wasn't well for the past month.
Okay.
But she's better now.
Yeah, she's
but
trying
no.
to get that frying pan wound. Concussion she got
no.
from a frying pan being clocked over a noggin.
Hey, look, it's tough to cook eggs in the morning when you got the frying pan embedded in your cranium.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about me trying to reel her back in, though?
Oh, I like it.
That clearly did not go the way it could have gone. It was unfulfilling.
Well, it was.
But we got to try.
Did you ever call him back?
Joe, you'll have to tune in next week and find out.
Damn him.
You're all sorts of surprises.
Sure. Well, I'm like Pip Helix making a bit.
I'm guessing Belinda. Oh,
I'm guessing
playing?
Moron in Ghana. As opposed to the morons in Warwick.
Yeah. Tom says, wasted effort. She clearly moved on.
Huh. Well, I don't know if that's ever a waste, Tom. You don't know she's moved on.
It just by the, you know, aside from the lousy audio on that, it's like if you get a girl's number at a bar back in the day. Can I call you? Okay, here's my number. And then you call, like, if you talk to her on, like, a Saturday at the bar, and you call, like, on a Wednesday, and you get that awkward silence. Hi, how you doing? Oh, hi, how are you? Yeah, it's a Joe. Yeah, all right. Yeah, and it's like, no, boy.
Oh, boy. It's shit, time to sober up.
it's not a complete loss, because we have established she didn't sell that phone. So that's a problem on their end, because that phone was supposed to be gone.
Wait a minute.
They could be liars.
Oh, that's true.
No, but I'm saying if they do decide to re-engage me.
Well, now.
Tom's assuming it's over.
Well.
Tom has little faith.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Tom is eaten because of that, by the way. Tom, would you like to wager, pal?
I think we do head out in the road.
Sure, we can make a special.
He'll probably be in Michigan probably around the fall.
I don't know if Tom will be there by then.
Crimson Cat says if they can't get money, they move on quickly. Well, you know, it sounds like the boys here want to place a wager.
Listen, if Tom wants to play, we can play.
Oh, yeah, but that's not fair because you already know the answer.
I knew the answer when I made the last wager, too.
You want to move on quickly instead of Davin wants to rekindle.
Well, I loved it, so.
Crimson Cat says Davin should ask her for money for a plane ticket to Ghana.
I could if she could understand me.
Yeah, I know, really. And Tom says, really? You did everything but spell your name, and she played stupid.
I don't think she was playing, Tom.
No, she wasn't playing the game.
That would be great if you did get her and say, you know, I want to come to Ghana. I want to see you. I have gold.
Yeah, I have pockets full of gold.
But they got gold there.
Yeah.
I want to bring back gold.
Yeah, I have pockets full of nice,
I would need
American
I would need money to buy gold.
Yeah.
I have the money.
Yeah.
So, well, that's that.
I have all the protective padding so I can get rolled and not get hurt. I mean, what?
So you guys think it's over. At least the chat does. Failed attempt. Could be. It certainly was not promising.
No.
Not good.
Crimson Cat says she can understand you. It's the rest of us who think she's got marbles in her mouth.
The connection was terrible. I've spoken to her before.
Yeah.
It was fine. It was terrible.
Yeah, there was that time.
Maybe it is a different phone and the same phone number.
Different phone, same phone
number?
Yeah,
you can keep the same phone number.
Yeah.
Maybe she had a downgrade off the iPhone.
Downgrade.
Yeah, but even so, we asked you if it was over, and you're like, yeah, it's over. Like, no, it's over. I think you got another trick up your sleeve.
I don't know. We'll find out. That was tonight's trick, though. I thought it'd be nice to bring back an old friend. Sometimes, you know, you kill off a cast member of a show, you bring him back a season later, Jeff.
But that usually is the evil twin.
No, you bring them back. You know, they leave the show. They don't die. I did say kill off. I'm sorry. Somebody leaves the show.
Well, see, it's usually when the father was philandering, and so he went off and had another kid who looked exactly like the one who died, and they come back as the evil twin, Delinda. You
know? All right. Shall we do some Scambusters?
Yeah.
How many, Mr. There we go. Now we're back. Yay for us. Da, 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 da. And we're back. Back everywhere. Can't wait till we're not on the internet anymore. That's fun, being on the internet, isn't it? Internet's a good time. Nobody ever has issues on the internet, Joe.
No, every show does.
No, I know. I was being,
every
okay.
show does.
As a matter of fact, when I was driving up here, I was listening to Mr. Helix's show, as I like to do.
Yes.
And he was battling furiously with the equipment, and I can tell he. It sounded okay, but I know the way he runs the show. And then he came back from the news and usually plays bumper music and, yeah. You know, talks. All of a sudden, boom, the Stones were on. And then he giggles and goes, well, now they got the CD player working. And he used that as his, like, you know, behind music while he was talking. He's like, and I could just feel him rolling his eyes and going, oh my God, I gotta get out of this.
It happens
place.
Every, if you don't have
every
an
place.
Engineer, even if you do have an engineer, it happens, but you have somebody else to blame. Like, I'm actually engineering the show and trying to keep it moving.
Yeah. No, even on Anthony's show, with everything there and with Rat and stuff like that and Keith, sometimes they'll have a problem with her, have a glitch.
All right. So Joe is in on 8, Mr. Davin's, Pip.
I think 6. Tom said 3.
Ooh, Tom's going low.
Lisa said 2.
Ooh, Lisa's
and
low.
And Crimson Cat is pointedly avoiding my question. How many Mr. Tavins? I'm just attacking the den for no reason.
That's usually my job.
I know.
All right. Well, Cat doesn't want to play?
They're teasing me.
Oh, okay.
Because, I was saying, we're back. And they're like, no, we're not. And then I was like, well, there's a slight delay, kids. Don't hurt me.
All right, you guys can all come over to my house. Just squeeze in between all this shit. Park where you can.
Really?
All right, so does Cat in?
She says, I have no idea. All right, that's all right.
Are we ready, kids?
Right. Yep.
This is, I want to say March 17th, 2014.
Okay.
Mr. Davin!
Number one. Oh, it's nice to start off strong.
There is something I really do not understand.
Oh, what?
No, there's a whole lot you
don't understand. Yeah.
I purposely paused there so you guys could interject.
And we have.
Yes, Joe, we have. Yes. I really do not know why they do not reply to you. What are they thinking? In fact, they are real. They are scared to get killed. It was a question mark, but written like a statement. Secondly, they asked me to pay for the fees. I did pay for over $50,000 or more. I do not have the record. Thirdly, Brown Cotton did take the money from A, victim A. I have no idea why he does not show up. He is fucking coward, man. Want me to do it like, man, he's fucking coward, man.
No, that's not it. They're not real. They're not real. When was she going to get the gist that they're not real?
She continues. You can see Americans are very selfish. Joe just rolled his eyes. That one 19-year-old girl cheated on my money. $1,500. Can you believe it? Can you believe in it? Well, actually, I can. Yeah.
She cheated on her money.
She is a fucking bitch.
What did they do? She caught them in a bag of money at the movies?
Yeah. She was...
Did you see they were...
She cheated
there
on
I am spying
money.
On it.
Yeah. Ah, funny.
She was seen out with some Deutschmarks and she cheated on my money.
I am very pissed off. So tell me the truth. The banks I gave you are all real. How can you investigate them? CID investigation is also real. But you said he is fake. How? I am doing something new. And then she puts up one of her blog spots. This is a friend of hers commented on the blog.
Ah.
Hi, Anne. I saw your blog. It is nice. Your explanation for izakaya food is very interesting and easy to understand.
Oh, boy.
I am sure that a foreigner who reads this blog will be interested in izakaya and want to visit it. But there are two words I don't know. Tapas and meze. What do they mean?
What, tapas they're having a problem with? She's talking about tapas when she's talking about scammers?
No, she's talking about food right now.
Yeah, I know.
She's got a new blog.
Oh, she's got a new blog that's about food.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
The Julia Child personality snuck on in.
I'm like, wait a minute. What does tapas have to do with the scammers and gold and... Oh, I'm so confused.
He's tapas my bank account.
Tom says, she went to Deutschmarks. Instead, she got douche marks. Tom.
Tina. What do they mean? I am looking forward to seeing your next blog. Please let me know when. Good night.
And Lisa says, please someone get a hammer and use it, please.
So many targets. So I write, I go, hi, Anne. I have told you time and again. They do not respond to me because they realize I know they are African scammers. You will have to accept that. The tactics they use on victims will not work on me. They realize I'm not afraid that they will send, quote, their men to my house. They have no men. They are not officials. You'll have to come to terms with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so you say you sent them $50,000 is your best estimate. This is all your money, correct? I know some was to retrieve lost money to scammers. Was that money you lost to a scammer? How did the gold certificate business start? Because then we should start with the Miller and the gold.
I know you're just in the middle of a nice recipe, and you come in there with hard, cold facts.
I'm sorry, Joe, I'm an asshole.
Yeah, should we make the... Let's hear about the tapas.
All right, I'll write her now. I have contacted Victim A. Unfortunately, it did not go well. Several months ago, it was widely taken as gospel that you were, in fact, a scammer or money mule. She believed this. I do not blame her. I raised the possibility that perhaps you were a victim yourself of this scam, and the information many thought to be fact might not be correct. She did not take that well and unfriended me on Facebook.
So there.
Aha! I'm going to have somebody talk to her and see if she will talk with me again. And I have to tell you, I do not like you saying Americans are very selfish. First of all, you must accept that the people you are dealing with are not American. All evidence points to Western African scammers, whether you want to believe it or not. Secondly, I'm an American, and I think I've been very generous with my time and efforts on your behalf. Kindly stop saying that. As for the banks, I want you to follow up with that bank like we discussed last week. They are best equipped to tell you what is going on. There is no George Meekum from the CAD. I told you this time and again. I told you how time and again. I'm glad you have found something new to do. Smiley face.
Yeah. So what's she going to do? Email George and ask him if he's real?
Perhaps. That's, yeah. She's going to do investigate him. And write what's the report she writes?
What do you mean?
She writes the unrest reports. She's going to write an unrest report. She writes these unrest reports.
No, she's going to call him and go, oh, Davin says that you're fake. Are you a fucking mafia?
But again, but this goes to what we where they the scammers have played it where it's the Americans. They get people to hate Americans.
Yeah.
So she thinks that Americans are selfish in doing this to her. She's also a nutball. But a lot of victims feel that way when they think they're being scammed by the real American soldiers or the real FBI.
Yeah.
And like we've said, a lot of them are run by or affiliated with terrorist groups like Boko Haram, which is just another win for them.
Yeah. Ugh.
All right, we'll go on unless Joey has something to add.
It just seems that it's nice she's getting into cooking now.
Yes, Joe, it is.
At least she's doing something else.
But you know what? At least I stand behind that because she just doesn't come into tight.
You really know how to take a stand on the big issues. It's a good thing. I said I was happy
for. Finally, because we were talking about the other young lady last week that we had to find something else to get out of that.
Sure.
And now we got Ann.
Joe, I gave her a smiley face. I'm on board, baby.
All right. Okay.
I gave her a colon and a semicircle. I'm on board.
But the problem still that remains is that she thinks that these guys are real. They're not. They're not. What's the matter with you? They're not.
No, we don't have enough show left to discuss what's the matter with her.
We'll continue.
Yes.
Mr. Davin.
Oh, number two.
It is victim A who paid Brown Cotton $2,500, and I do not know the others. I paid $120,000 totally, Anne.
$120,000 totally?
That's what she's saying.
Ooh.
Me. I go, I'm confused. You told me it was $50,000. As best as you can, please tell me how much you paid to each one of these people and what it was for. How do you know how much victim A paid? Mr. Davin!
Three!
This person who paid to Brown Cotton is victim A. Who paid to whom?
What?
Whom?
Whom?
Who paid whom? You paid...
Whom let the gold out? Whom?
Whom?
Whom? Whom? Whom?
Whose scammer is that?
Who's a good scammer?
Whose Western Union account is that? Is that your Western Union account?
Who's a little one? Who's the littlest one? Who's the stupidest one? Who's the stupid? You're the stupidest one.
Who paid to whom? I have no idea what you're talking about. Well, that makes two of us, lady. I'm not sure what's going on either. I really do not understand the point. The victim was wanting to get money back as victim A. She paid to Brown Cotton $2,500. Now he is running away, and I am gonna fuck him up.
Wait, is that you talking?
Yeah, that's me, stupid.
Davin stands for vengeance.
I was confused for a second.
Quick to the Davin copter.
Asshole!
It was unhinged, but it almost sounded like coherent.
I'll read it again. It was unhinged. Do I sound unhinged and almost coherent?
Shut up, you.
I had to look at Joe. He started to get his gears working.
Waiting for Tom to catch up with the delay.
Shut up, you, Tina. Don't worry, Tina. It's almost over. You'll be back to Tom in no time. I'll read it again, Pip. Now he is running away, meaning Brown Cotton. I am going to fuck him up. This is not joke.
It is now.
He is escaping. She writes it as a question mark. It confused me. He is escaping? He cannot. He is IC3 man. Why you do not investigate the truth? Why you always say they are fake? What is the evidence? These anti-scam hunters also make
me
sick.
Stop.
Joe's head just exploded.
All right, then I'll go on.
What is the evidence? It shows eyes.
He's breaking out the hives.
I'm telling her every week. The FBI telling her. You know.
The FBI
told her. Where is the evidence? She's. I don't know.
She's trying to waste my time.
I don't know.
Maybe she's baiting me. Maybe she's playing me. Wasting my time.
She's either genius, stupid. Delirious.
I'm going with Delirious.
Crimson Cat says, oh my god, facepalm.
Well, it's hard to do when she's in Japan. Anne, can you look out the window? Bam!
No. Crimson Cat is facepalming, but you can't believe how stupid she is.
I thought you meant like facepalm Anne.
Oh, no. Nobody wants to touch that.
Okay. Book of one. These anti-scam hunters also make me sick. These people want to kill me. So do it! I do not care. I just want to work and return the debts to my friends. So I respond. I've told you time and again why they are complete fakes. I've given you the evidence over and over again.
I should have threw another over in there.
Sorry, Jeff.
Over.
I didn't feel like typing anymore to her. Either you are wasting my time or in complete denial.
B.
Anti-scammers do not want you dead. Show me one threat from an anti-scammer to you. If they did that, then I know them. I will address it with them. They also are not going to waste time on you if they think... I guess I was talking about the scammers. They are also not going to waste time on you if you think they... If they think you have no money and are not going to send them anything. That is what scammers do. They also realize they will never get money out of me. So I'm explaining why they don't come call back to me and why they've been slow coming back to her. Because apparently she's a tapest out as far as funds.
Yeah. Tom says, ugh, I hope she gets cock slapped by Godzilla.
Could you imagine?
I would knock you right in your ass.
I would knock you to the next block.
Godzilla, oi!
Knocked out by a 12-foot cock, that would hurt.
How do you know how big it is?
That would hurt.
This guy, Godzilla, he's a big gorilla.
If it was 12 feet, we would notice it in the movies.
Well, we have to...
He's a lizard.
I think it's a she. It ends in an A.
No, that doesn't work.
There's no danglies.
No, Godzilla's a guy.
Why? Because you want him to be? With that temper?
Yeah. Godzilla was a guy.
I think it's a misconception. Why is there no junk?
Because it's on TV. They can't show his junk.
It's in the movies now. They've made movies.
I understand.
Yeah, they really didn't want... The same reason that Lassie was a girl. They didn't want to show the junk bouncing around every time he had to go find Timmy
so
in the well.
So if Godzilla's a guy, then somebody neutered Godzilla. Somebody took Godzilla to the vet when he was a baby Godzilla and neutered
him. Maybe that's why he's so mad, because somebody chopped his giant balls off.
But he still has no cock. Is he having any? It makes no sense.
You know what? Lisa says hermaphrodite.
All right, Lisa's as good as answer as any. We'll let you have the last word on the gender of Godzilla.
Oh, Tom is the best answer. Reptiles don't have exposed junk anyway. Ding, 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 ding. I think Tom's got the winner.
Godzilla's not a... Oh, that's Godzilla. Yeah.
You think he can...
Because that's more close to you.
Yeah.
I guess Tom's got the right answer.
Yeah.
All right, Tom.
No exposed
junk. I'll tell you what. Well, that's what I love about Tom. When you need to know about the animal kingdom's junk, Tom is right on the money every time.
No, he's our Shell answer man.
He is. Knew what Tom was Joe was talking about with the bird excursion.
I know.
Yeah, and...
Godzilla's always sore as hell.
Yeah,
that's why
I
figured it was a chick. I figured Mr. Zilla didn't take out the trash.
But you know what? You
on the rag all the time.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Throwing fire and everything, breathing fire. Yeah.
There was one.
Mothra didn't compliment her on the dress.
Always a bridesmaid.
Sure, Joe. Now you understand. It wasn't a moth lizard fight. It was a cat fight.
This garbage is still here.
Godzilla's all upset. Godzilla, what's up? I want to get married. Oh, you poor dear. Do you want to throw a subway car? Would that make you happy? Nobody loves me. Get up and if I swat my tail and take out three city blocks. Oh, Godzilla, you look pretty. No, I don't. I'm all scaly and got fins on my back because you're Godzilla, dear.
See? After that, you would have to agree. Godzilla's a chick.
I'm thinking he's right.
I wish somebody would write a song about me. Well, Blue Oyster Cult did. That's not a love song. There's no cowbell in it either.
I think I'm right. After hearing Joe's enactment of what probably went down in the Godzilla household.
Yes.
When Godzilla had the other girls over, Tom, I think this isn't an any sexual organ thing. I think Joe nailed it. I think I was right on this one.
I think so.
Because otherwise, how would Joe know word for word what happened?
Not touching that.
Although I will point out, Joe cannot understand jumbled Ghanaian, but he can understand lizard and moth.
That makes more sense.
I think Joe has the right answer.
I think next time I'm upset, I'm going to skip the Ben and Jerry's and call Joe.
Why, you guys going to get a subway train to knock over together? Mr. Oh, Mr. Helix is at list and goes, nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
And meanwhile, I'm going, Joe, I'm all scaly.
Yeah, but that'd be a normal story of one of yours for us. Hey, your ass up, all got scales on them.
I got a fish, you're all up in there. All right, just sit on the donut.
Nobody wrote a love song about my Fisher.
Joe?
Yeah, I'm done about 3 minutes.
All right. Oh, we'll move on. Got to catch my breath.
I know.
Here we go. So we're in the home stretch, kids. Mr. Davin!
Oh, number four.
Prove it! I did show how I contacted FBI and Interpol. I did send all of the mails, and I called them. But why you said that they are from Africa? We need evidence!
Oh, God!
Don't make me throw my mic. I really am ready to board a plane to Japan. Will there be any carry-on? Yeah, this mallet. Right.
The chat is with you on that. They've been thinking of all kinds of things to do to this woman all
they've
night.
They've turned on her.
Oh, they have.
They no longer feel empathy.
That's what she said. Give me the evidence.
Listen to the show, Stu, but don't listen to the part where we make fun of you. But the other parts. Shall I go on?
Yes.
Please. Mr. Davin.
Oh, number five.
Victim A told me before, also Brown Cotton told me, that she had to pay the fees for $2,500. This is what I know. How much I paid is $120,000. I checked out all of my receipts, and I put it into my data. I paid $120,000 for the funds transfer.
Now, this was when she was putting all her stuff together that she had because she lost some papers. No, I'm sorry.
That's Tracy.
I'm thinking about Tracy. Yeah. Sorry.
No. Tracy was helping people who got wiped out by a big storm. Tracy was helping refugees.
Yes. This is completely different.
Yeah, this is
120 Gs.
I know.
But I don't know if she's doing the conversion, Joe. She's not that quick on the uptake. Maybe. I don't know. It's a lot, though.
Oh, do tell.
Shall we continue?
Yes.
Please. Mr. Davin.
Six.
Just expose them and text them everywhere. They deserve it. They must go to jail. Why not call FBI? Brown Cotton will get arrested as long as you report him. Do it! Thanks, okay. Ann.
I hope she CC'd everyone.
I know.
I just like the fact that she thinks I can text them all. Like I have their numbers. And this is all caps, in bold. So it's important.
Uh-oh.
Report them, and then FBI will contact you. Thanks.
Oh, gee.
And scene.
Oh, my God. I got it on the nose with six Mr. Davis.
Good job, Miss Helix.
I know. And Tom is having a rough night with our different contests.
Tina's having an off night. Maybe Tina should go back to Tom. When Tom had balls, he was very good at these games. Tina with lips, not so much. Tom with balls, tremendous. Nobody isolate that. Able to play that in his cab as he's driving along the interstate. Tom with balls, tremendous. Brings it to his girlfriend. See, I told you.
I have balls. I'm pretty sure that she already knows.
Well, I'm, they might be saving for their wedding day. I don't know. I don't presuppose.
Okay. Lisa says my head hurts from banging in against the wall.
Well, that's because there's so many men cluttered around you.
I'm with her.
I'm with her. God almighty. I get pissed, man. I really do. I mean, it's
you?
Just, yeah. Calm and collected. Yes. She just—it just aggravates me. She's not getting it. She can't say. Where's the evidence? She's been banged over the head with evidence, and they're not fake. She's been told they're fake.
How do you think I feel? I'm the one who's still talking to her.
I know. Tom says, in quotes, "Show me the evidence." Okay, here's the evidence. Stupid. Wham!
I believe that was a Godzilla cock flyby.
And you know what? Now I feel bad for yelling at her because now I feel like I'm yelling at somebody that's mentally unstable.
Yeah.
Let that one go. There's a lot of ways to go with that.
We'll just let that one hang in the air.
It's a lot of different ways to go with where you left that, but it's late and I don't have time. Yeah, it is getting to the point, though, where it's maddening.
Oh, it is.
It really has. It's like talking to a cinder block.
Yeah. Yeah. She's just, what did somebody say? She's dense as granite? Somebody said in the chat. And she is.
It's just hard because I've been working for months trying to help this woman.
Ugh.
And it just seems like we'll have these little glimmers. We're like, oh, we're making progress. And then right back. And then she gets angry at me.
Yeah, she's like, report them.
She
and
gets
like,
angry at you because she wants to assign blame to somebody, and it's not going to be her.
Oh, that was Crimson Cat with the densest granite.
I believe that. She's a smart cat.
Yes.
You know, I think she just really wants somebody to be on her side. And nobody who's ever worked with her who has any bit of knowledge outside of victims, because they didn't know better, but nobody in the anti-scam community has gone, oh, yeah, you got a point.
Because she wants to feel vindication.
Yes.
And she's not going to get, she's fighting a losing battle.
Unless I'm mistaken.
Tom says, he says, if anyone wants to feel better, watch the golden age of broad smacking on YouTube and imagine every woman is Anne.
I don't know what that is, but somehow I feel like they're going to get a bunch of hits after.
I know.
I think it's like old 40s and 50s movies where the woman gets smacked.
The golden age
of. Would you use that for inspiration as you get ready to help the ex move on a Saturday? hold on, Joanne. I just need to watch something on the computer. I'll be right with you.
I'm not helping her move from my house. I'm helping her move stuff from her parents.
That's why it's the smacking. If it was if it was the moving from your house, they'd be cheering.
Yeah, there'd be, like, fireworks at the end.
Yeah. You'd be like Katy Perry, you little doll, wouldn't you? Just stand when she moves, there's Joe on top of the on top of the roof, like he's Katy Perry.
Yeah, really.
He overcame his fear of heights because she's leaving.
Yes.
I got a quick story. I was on the, I had to go on the roof and unclog my dryer vent.
Yeah.
And I was on the roof, and I got really scared to come down. And I was on my roof for about 30 minutes. I was paralyzed with fear.
Oh, no.
Because usually I set the ladder up where it's a little lower at the roof level, but it was higher, and I was afraid to swing my leg.
You had to step up.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And that freaked me. And I'm on it. I go, I can't do this. I'm stuck on the roof. Somebody's going to have to come get me down. And then my rational side would chime in. I'm like, you're an asshole right now. You're on the roof. You're the full and hilly asshole on the roof.
It's a shame you pissed off the whole neighborhood. They might have been able to help you and hold
the
ladder.
Just start throwing rocks.
I'm surprised they didn't call the fire brigade to get this kitty out of the tree.
What's it, like $100, $200? Why don't you get somebody to do that for you if you're so afraid?
It's just going up on the roof and just cleaning out a dry.
Yes, but you're not good at that. It's better than spending a day shitting yourself. Get somebody to do it. It's not your thing.
It was
okay.
It's embarrassing, man. I was up there for 30 minutes paralyzed with fear.
It's embarrassing because you know you're afraid of it and you're still not paying the couple $100 for somebody to do it for you. It's not your thing.
Well, it's not cleaning out the gutters. It's just cleaning out the roof by going up there and pulling it
but
out.
You're afraid. Yeah. So don't go.
I'm afraid of opening my checkbook, too. Yeah.
All right, don't do that either.
Yeah.
All right, let's thank
I'm a Scotchman. You're a Jew. You understand.
No, I actually don't. I actually don't. If there's shit I don't want to do, I pay somebody else to do it.
Yeah, I don't want to. There's some things I don't want to do. I throw money at it.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to do that. And we get people to clean the house like a couple times, every couple of months. The wife likes that, like a thorough cleaning and everything.
Use it now.
You know what? Shut up, Stephanie. I know. It looks like it's the only way. Nah, fuck it. It sucks. It'll be over soon.
And furthermore,
I got nothing. He's right.
We got to get out of here. There's no time to chastise you, and you're right.
Tom says, hire the assholes next to Davin, Joe.
It seems stoned, knocking over the ladder. Poor stupid's up there, misses the Super Bowl compound party. I want to go.
I actually had to coax myself down because I had things to do that day. I was just stuck on the roof. Because I'm scared to come down. What am I, a cat?
I said...
A cat wouldn't be scared.
No, that's true.
Get the fire brigade to get the kitty out of the tree. Oh.
If you were a cat, somebody would adopt you, and you'd have a new home to go to.
Oh.
Here, Joe. Here's some Doritos. Come on, Joe. Come on. Come on, Joe.
There's the soon-to-be ex. Jump, stupid!
Really?
Say you slip, we'll collect the money and split it up. All right, let's thank some people. Shall we?
Yes.
Family Martial Arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more, 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at familymartialartsgoshen.com. Pip?
Yes. The next thing
First you do the read.
First thing, yeah, the next thing is if you are in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has...
We back? Yeah, we're back. There's something going along that I need to address with somebody, although I don't know who I will address that with. I have a problem and I have no bother.
I have to address who I'm going to address.
I might have to call in Diva Donnie on this one, although I talked to him about it. I don't know. All right, Pip, if you could do that... Francesca's read again.
Sure. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Ciancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescosrestaurant.com, and don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show. The next comedy show is February 27th, and it's featuring, what's the name of the
company? Doug Harvey's headlining. Doug's been seen in Atlantic City, been heard on SiriusXM, very funny. You guys are going to like Doug Carp. Yeah, the tickets just start going on sale, 973-925-1100. Get your reservations. Shows always sell out, so you want to check that out.
There you go.
Sure. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect smear for your bagel, as they feature an exclusive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. I wonder if it's extensive, not exclusive. I was like, wondering, how do you check on that? But it's extensive.
Because they keep those cream cheeses behind the ropes.
It's exclusive.
Yes, it's really exclusive.
Oh, blueberry cream cheese. I'm sorry. No, you can't be here.
I know what you're looking for, sir.
You can't get
blueberry cream cheese. I'm sorry, sir. You cannot go in there.
I'm sorry. They won't let me pass the bouncer to get at the cream cheese.
I'll continue. They offer low-fat choices as well. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy.
Yeah.
Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square Kanish corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut.
That's the one.
And unlike Alex Rodriguez, the staff of the Yankees will meet with them ahead of spring training. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out or order in or have them have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. So don't forget to visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York. Give them a call, 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran of our great military or a fan of this wonderful show, you get 10% off. You just got to tell them. Side Splitting Productions, you need a comedian, entertainer, murder mystery, character, band, whatever you need, we got it covered. SideSplittingProductions.com, SideSplittingProductions.com, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Joe, where will you be?
I will be at McGuire's Comedy Club this Thursday, 8 o'clock show, Gubs.com for reservations. Friday and actually Saturday and Sunday, I'll be behind a wheel of a U-Haul truck getting my balls busted by future in-laws.
No, they won't be in-laws. They'll be outlaws. Yeah, they have nothing to do with them. They're Owskies. No, that should be a good story.
They'll be previous in-laws.
Yeah. We'll have good stories on Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
Next week, we're going to do a big Valentine's Day show, always a favorite, where we each come up with three love fails. We've got to find the ultimate love fails. And remember, last year we introduced this, which we like a horrible or funny like love letter or love card that we got. Which was very went over very well. I mean, Joe, I'm sure has some interesting things that are a lot funnier now.
Oh dear!
I'm sure Pip can find some stuff. I had some interesting ones in my day.
I had to think about that.
You struggled with it last year too, but you came up with something.
Yeah.
So
we actually bring in an actual love letter, right?
We did, or a card, a Valentine's Day card or something. Doesn't have to be a Valentine's Day letter or card, but something lovey
dovey. Love token.
Yeah. Which was, a backstory around about how that so went so wrong is always fun. That's a good shot. Always have fun with that. So, very active, Den Pen tonight, right?
Yes, very, and very funny. These guys are crazy.
Glad somebody brought the funny.
They did.
Well, thank you guys for hanging out and listening live. Thank you guys for listening to the replay. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. See you next Tuesday.
99.
Night.